You're listening to SBS News.
Britain wants to do a swift Brexit deal, but Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told German Chancellor Angela Merkel that the undemocratic Irish border backstop must be axed. The backstop that Europe wants would keep Northern Ireland within the European Customs Union, keeping a so-called soft border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. But those in favour of Brexit say that having even part of the country still in the Customs Union is unacceptable. And when Mr. Johnson met Chancellor Merkel in Berlin, that's exactly what he said.
I just want to be absolutely clear with all our German friends and with the German government that we in the UK want a deal. We seek a deal. And I believe that we can get one. We can do it. Wir schaffen das, I think is the phrase. But clearly, we cannot accept the current withdrawal agreement.
Wir schaffen das is German for we'll make it. And Mr. Johnson says he believes there is a way to maintain a soft border between the two countries using new technology. But as yet, there's been no concrete evidence of what that might be. Some analysts believe that Mr. Johnson is intent on leaving the EU without a deal, but by claiming the EU won't move on the backstop, he'll be able to blame Europe for whatever happens. He insists the backstop is not acceptable.
We need to remove those elements of the withdrawal agreement that simply don't work for the UK. I've spoken of the things that I think are sensible, the protections of the rights of EU nationals, but the backstop, that particular arrangement, which I do think has grave defects for a democratic country, a sovereign democratic country like the UK, that plainly has to go. But once we get rid of it, if we can change it, then I think there is the real prospect of making progress very rapidly indeed.
But with just over 10 weeks left until the scheduled departure, the EU has repeatedly said it will not renegotiate the withdrawal agreement struck by Mr. Johnson's predecessor, Theresa May, and that it will stand behind member state Ireland. However, Chancellor Merkel didn't seem completely against the idea of looking at the actual substance of the backstop.
The backstop has always been a fallback position. If one is able to solve this conundrum, if one finds this solution, we said we will probably find it in the next 2 years to come, but we can also maybe find it in the next 30 days to come.
Boris Johnson took that as encouragement.
And you've set a very blistering timetable there of 30 days, if I understood you correctly. I'm more than happy with that.
However, back in Britain, there are rising concerns about what will happen if Britain goes ahead with a no-deal exit. The government has called for medicine stockpiles to be built up and for new ferry routes to be secured because of fears of traffic chaos at the existing main route between Calais and Dover in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Insulin, for example, is vitally important to people who suffer from diabetes. Almost all the UK supply of insulin is produced in Europe. Health leaders such as Saffron Cordery from the umbrella health service organisation NHS Providers says more needs to be done to ensure continuity of supply.
Obviously, it's really welcome that the government is looking at different ways of getting supplies into the country at this really challenging time. However, it's not tried and tested. There is huge risk around how these items are actually going to make it to the front line where they're needed. We don't know that system is going to work because we haven't tried that system yet.
The Minister in charge of no-deal planning, Michael Gove, insists there's nothing to worry about.
We're confident that the NHS and pharmacists will have access to everything that they need. What we are going to do is to make sure that businesses have access to the facilities that they need to be able to export, and also that consumers have and will continue to have a flow of goods into this country.
But a letter from the Royal College of Physicians to the Prime Minister warns,
"We are simply unable to reassure patients that their health and care won't be negatively impacted by the UK's exit from the EU. Delays at the border could exacerbate current supply issues and create the very real possibility that life-saving medication is delayed from making it across the channel."
If the EU and Boris Johnson are unable to find a compromise that works for both sides, it seems a no-deal exit is still a distinct possibility. Alan Lee, SBS News.